ומרדכי. מרדכי בנזולו, מחלקס בחסם שולס, אין בחסם שולס מרח על זה, וחי זה מרח על זה. Brings Rashi, brings Hashem Rai and Rashi that Baruch Hazeh V'Chayzim Baruch Hazeh means the Chaviv. Salam Emesh Bechesem Shavas Kinsnein V'Zayi Steve Hakam Baruch Hazeh V'Hadim Baruch Hazeh. He doesn't really explain what it means. He says that it's not that the Baruch Peitz comes before the Baruch Piyadama. The Baruch Peitz does not have to come before the Baruch Piyadama. So Tafti doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. What does it mean you make the bracha on the chaviv? So I think that's ambiguous. But then he says v'hainu kirabonon. That makes it sound like it's the chaviv, because if it was bracha zev chaviv, it's not the rabbonon. So it sounds like he holds that he's quoting Rashi and Rabbi that they make the bracha on the chaviv. Mm-hmm. Then he brings the bahag that the bari peis comes before the bari pei adama. And he says, "V'chein pirush haram." And the "v'chein" here is difficult because "v'chein haram" is a different shita. "V'chein pirush haram," Shum Tamaroy, come on, sviluk Rabbi Yehuda. Tamaroy later hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you go according to Seder Akar. The Hilka Chivil Lefanu Shnei Minim Shivachaseim Shavu Yisviyesh Ben Shivas Haminim Min Shiva Adif Rabbi Yehuda. The Yavarach Alav Afri Sheechad Chavu Alav Tfei. So firstly, passing by V'chaseim Shavu like Rabbi Yehuda, many Yishayin passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Because you find Amram later, Rav Chisda, Rav Amnuna, they held like a Rav Yehuda. Okay, that's a machlekes Yishayim. The Rambam passes like Chachamim Chavav Adif. The Rosh passes like Rav Yehuda that Shivas Hamin Mezodah by Bichosem Shavas. Then he continues, and this is the critical line for us right now. She'ein Bichosem Shavas, but when it's Ein Bichosem Shavas, Makdim Bracha Mimin Shiva. Then Min Shiva comes first. If they're all from the Minshiva, then you go after the Seder of which what's more Muktim than the Pasuk. And if there's no Minshiva, then Chaviv Adif. Because if there's no Minshiva, everybody gives the Chaviv Adif to Kuleyam. So he passes the Maisa that by the Ebechisem Shavas, so Minshiva's Adif. So where is that coming from? Kula said by Emichesem Shavas, Baruch Hazeh V'Chayzer, Baruch Hazeh. According to the Haggah, means the Baruch Peitz comes first. According to Taisus, it means the Chavav comes first. According to the Rosh, means you could do whatever you want. But nobody says that it means Meshiva comes first. So you could say maybe he's passing them not like Kula, maybe he's talking passing like the Gemara, like the other Madom of the Gemara, that the Machlekes even by Emichesem Shavas, and he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda. That could be. But up till now, it didn't sound like that, because up till now, the Mordechai sounded like he was going in Ula. He just quoted Ula. At the beginning, the Mordechai just quotes Ula. At the beginning. So it sounds like he's passing like Ula. And then, what does Ula mean? So he brings these various shittas. Rapai, Bahag. Now it comes from the Ram. That you make the Baruch HaNamin Shiva. So the Beis Yosef says, Shat in the Mordechai, that the Mordechai means that the Ram learned. I guess the Ram here is the Ram Gutenberg. Not sure, maybe. Anyway, whoever he is, the Ram.
And those ones, they changed it to the Re.
Okay. Anyway, this the Seisa says that the Mordechai learned, at least the Shit in the Mordechai, is that when Ula said Baruch Hazeh V'Chayzim Baruch Hazeh means that everybody's mitzvah that Minshiva is Adif. The opposite of Tosis. Tosis learns that by Ein Bichesem Shavas Baruch Hazeh V'Chayzim Baruch Hazeh means that Rabbi Yehuda is mitzvah to the Chachamim that Chaviv is Adif. And the Mordechai is learning just the opposite. That by Ein Bichesem Shavas everybody is mitzvah that Minshiva is Adif. And Tosis says it's not like all the other shittas. We don't find it's a shita, it's a new shita, a novel shita. The opposite of that, Ein Bichesem Shavas, everybody agrees that Minshiva is Adif. There is such a shita b'feirish in Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh brings such a shita b'shem Rabbeinu Chana. Rabbeinu Chana pasak. The kodem of Baruch, the kodem by Emichesem Shabbos. The Kanu Baruch Hu means Shiva Kshem Yechisayim Shavais. The truth is, in the Ksav Yad, apparently, it didn't say Chavav. It said Chavav. But it makes the Baruch Hu Chavav Kshem Yechisayim Shavais. But the Madri over here, he's Magia to Min Shiva for a good reason. Because the Rav Yoh continues. If you have the Rav Yoh, it's the third to last line in the front, in the first page. V'nir Shum Mefarish, Dim Ein Shovim B'Brochais, when it's not B'Chesem Shovis, Gam Chachomim Maidim Shem Mevarech Al Min Shiva. So Befarish and Rav Yoh, that he has a Rav Yoh Chananel, Rav Yoh himself doesn't agree. Rav Yoh himself holds like the Rosh, that means you can do whatever you want. Going to Ulu means you can do whatever you want. By Ein B'Chesem Shovis. But he calls Rav Yoh Chananel, that when it's Ein B'Chesem Shovis, you make the bracha on, again, in the manuscript it said, you make the bracha on the Chavim first, but it doesn't make any sense because he then goes on to explain the near Shum Mefarish that when it's Eibich Eisem Shavis Chachamim Amayda to Rabbi Yehuda that Minshiva's other. That's why he's Makir that it should say. That's why it's in brackets that Ubar that Minshiva comes first. By Eibich Eisem Shavis make the bracha and Minshiva. So that corresponds to this Shita in the Mordechai that by Eibich Eisem Shavis the way that B'Shoysef understood it that by Eibich Eisem Shavis you make the bracha and everybody agrees you make the bracha and the Minshiva. So we have here apparently a Shita in Rishayim, a new Shita in Rishayim. That by Eimichesem Shavas, that the Pshat and Ula is that by Eimichesem, the Machaikis is by Bechesem Shavas. There, Chacham say you go after the Chaviv, and the Yehuda says you go after Min Shiva, but by Eimichesem Shavas, Hakol Maidin that Min Shiva is of. I mean, punkt verkehrt that we find in Tosfos. So, Chayr is very schwer. How does he read the Hemshech of the Sugya? Because the Gemara then brings Machlekes of Yitzchak Nafcha and Rav Ami. Chad Nomer like Ulo. The Machlekes only by Bechesem Shavas. By Eim Bechesem Shavas, Baruch Hazeh, Bechoyze, Baruch Hazeh. And Chad Nomer that the Machlekes even by Eim Bechesem Shavas. And the Gemara asks, and the Manda Omer that the Machlekes by Eim Bechesem Shavas, Pligi be my Pligi. What's the Machlekes all about? And the Gemara answers, Lahakdim. So what do you mean? Ulo also said that by Eim Bechesem Shavas, you mocked him the Min Shiva. So what's the world all of a sudden now asking a new question? According to the Chayil Kanula, so pligi to my pligi, what's the machlekes about? And my answer is, the machlekes is lahakdim, and it brings the drosh of Rav Yitzchak, kolam muktim beko, muktim lebracha. Ula already said that by Eim b'chesem shavas, yim b'varach andim in shiva kaidim. In fact, Ula claimed that that's true according to everybody. So if anything, could ask more on Ula, where'd that come from? But instead, that seems to be fine by the Gemara. The Gemara said, the man was Chayil Kanula, pligi to my pligi, what's the machlekes about? And my answer is lahakdim. So we had a similar question in Taisus. When Taisus said that according to Ula, you mocked him the Chaviv. And then the Gemara says, Pligi be my Pligi, and the Gemara answers, Lahakdim. What's the Gemara's Kasha? We know there's a concept of Lahakdim. We know from Ula already there's a concept of Lahakdim because you mocked him the Chaviv. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? In Taisus, we answer that we had a Mahalach, that Taisus learns that the Kedim of Min Chaviv, that's just Mitzah Chashivos, that's just a Svar. But they say that Shiva is better than Chaviv. That can't just be from a Svar. And the Svar, the most Chashiv thing is what you're Makshiv. That must be because it's Exeris HaKosiv and the Matbei HaBrocha. But the Exeris HaKosiv, the Gemara thought, is only by B'Chesem Shavas, not by Ein B'Chesem Shavas. So the Gemara says, Pligi be my Pligi. Why would Rabbi Yehuda argue by Ein B'Chesem Shavas? By Ein B'Chesem Shavas, there's no Exeris HaKosiv in the Kedima. It's just a Svar. What's more Chashiv? What's more Chashiv? How does what I want to be more Chashiv? What by me is Chaviv? So the kash of pligi and my pligi is why would Rabbi Yehuda argue by Ein B'Chesem Shavas? By Ein B'Chesem Shavas, everybody should agree that Chaviv is Adav. And the Gemara answers, no, we have Exeris HaKosav from Rabbi Yitzchak that there's a matbeya in the Kedima also. And the emes is Taisus Beferish. I don't know if I mentioned it. Taisus Beferish on the Gemara by my pligi. Taisus Kaleima my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Taisus Beferish, when the Gemara asks pligi and my pligi, it's not asking the Chachamim. Why did the Chachamim say Chaviv is Adav by Ein B'Chesem Shavas? That's not a kash. Ula already said that. That's a double pasuk. We already have that in Ula. That by Ein B'Chesem Shavas Chaviv is Adav. The Gemara's kasha is on Rabbi Yehuda. Why would Rabbi Yehuda argue by Ein B'Chesem Shavas? The Gemara thought that by Ein B'Chesem Shavas is just a svara, so everybody should be to the Chachamim. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara answers no, because Rabbi Yehuda also exerts that kasha by Ein B'Chesem Shavas too. So that's in the halachim Taisus, but it's not going to work in this new shita of the Mordechai. Ula already said that by Ein B'Chesem Shavas everybody gives him acting them in shiva. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Please give it my pligi. And you can't say the mirror image of Taisus that the Gemara's kasha is on the Chachamim. Why did the Chachamim say him acting the Chaviv? Because then what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara says Kiri Rav Yitzchak. L'haktim Kiri Rav Yitzchak. What does that do with Rav Yitzchak? Rav Yitzchak's only about min shiva, not Chaviv. And maybe it's going to say, Amar Rav Yitzchak. So in Svar, the whole thing doesn't. We don't have the Mahalach of Taisa and Mahalach in Svar. In Taisa, we had a Mahalach in Svar. That the Gemara thought in Svar, the Gemara thought in Svar by Emi Chesem Shavu is Chavu Shavu Yodav. Because there's no Matbeya Bracha by Emi Chesem Shavu. The Gemara answers there's a Matbeya Bracha in how to be Machbe. Right, that's good for Taisus, but it's not good for the Rabbi. So in this sheet of the Rabbi Yobashem, Rabbi Chanadal, the Mordechai B'Shem, the Ram, or the Ri, how do we learn the Hemshech of the Sugya? So I think this, you have to say, here already opens the way out. That you have to, that the pshat has to be that Avada the Gemara initially, when it first just quoted Ula, that Machaikis bechesem shavos, v'ein bechesem shavos, mevarach hazeh v'chesem mevarach hazeh. Avada the Gemara, that the Gemara's initial understanding was that v'ein bechesem shavos, there's no dinim. Mevarach hazeh v'chesem mevarach hazeh, meaning. Bechesem Shavas is a mokum for a machlekes. Chaviv is to make the bracha on the chaviv, to make the bracha on the mishiva. By Bechesem Shavas, you make two brachas. At that point in the Gemara, Mvarach Hazeh, Bechesem, Mvarach Hazeh, we don't know about Lahakim. So it just means, at that point, it means you can do whatever you want. But this Shita holds that when the Gemara then asked, when the Gemara then went on and said that there's a machlekes, am I right? And there am I right, machlekes, am I right? And they say that by Ein Bechesem Shavos also there's Machlekes Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says Yimavarach and the Meshuvah, and Chacham says Yimavarach and the Chaviv, and the Gemara says Pligi be my Pligi. What's you're making both brachas anyway? So what's the Machlekes about? And the Gemara answers Lahaktim. No, that there's a concept of Lahaktim, which is talking a new concept. The Gemara didn't know before. There's a concept of Lahaktim, and the Gemara brings from Rav Yitzchak, the Amar of Yitzchak, Galamuktim Lekom, Muktim Lebracha, that this exerts a cost of which bracha to be Maktim. So once the Gemara introduces that, so now the Gemara, so now Rabbi Chananel and the Shita and the Mordechai, they held that it's not Mestaber that Ula's Chayil Kanet. So now we have to revisit Ula also, and say that Ula also agrees that there's a concept of Lahaktim, and this exerts the cost of Rabbi Yitzchak. You see that Amaroi Basroi, Rav Amnuna, Rav Chisda, they all took for granted the drosha of Rabbi Yitzchak, Vada is the drosha of Rabbi Yitzchak of Lahaktim. And now we'll have to say that when Ula said that Machlekes only by Bechesem Shavas, but by Ein Bechesem Shavas, the no Machlekes, it doesn't mean that by Ein Bechesem Shavas is no dinim. It means that by Ein Bechesem Shavas, everybody's mighty to Rav Yitzchok that means Shiva is kaidim. Because Kala Muktim Mekos Muktim Lebach. And Chachamim only argue by Bechesem Shavas. Nonetheless, I think that's going to happen in the Gemara. I don't have a better way to learn the Gemara. But even so, it's the Mitzvah Hesper. What's the svara that Chachamim argue by Bechesem Shavas, but they agree by Ein Bechesem Shavas? If this exists, the cost of Rabbi Yitzchok, that even Chachamim agree to by Ein Bechesem Shavas, that there's a seder k'dima called muktim pasuk muktim lebracha, and Chachamim also agree to it by Ein Bechesem Shavas. So why by Bechesem Shavas is there a machlekes? Why is Bechesem Shavas a Machlekes and Ein Bechesem Shavas everybody agrees with Shiva Zod? What's the seichel for that? Again, it's the mirror image of Taisus. In Taisus, we have the opposite problem. How come by Bechesem Shavas is a Machlekes and by Ein Bechesem Shavas everybody agrees that Chavav is Zod? So that we have the Kasha in Taisus. Now we have the mirror image of Kasha. How come, why is it a Machlekes Bechesem Shavas and by Ein Bechesem Shavas min Shiva Zod? And I don't want to go through it again each time, but in Taisus we had a Mahalach for that too. In Taisus we had a Mahalach that Ula holds. That really the Xeris HaKosov is only about Bechesem Shavas, because the Xeris HaKosov is about Matbeya Bracha, how to make the Bracha. And Rabbi Yehuda has a Xeris HaKosov to make the Bracha in Shiva. And Chacham said, no, it's not a Xeris HaKosov, it's a Svara, which one is more Chashiv by you. And if you have a preference, then your preference is dispositive. By Ein Bechesem Shavas, Ula held that there's everybody agrees with no Xeris HaKosov. So everybody agrees it's just a question of what's more Chashiv by you. So if it's just what's more Chashiv by you, everybody agrees that Chavav takes precedence. So right, that's how we learn from Taisus. But now we have the opposite question. How do we understand this new sheet of, you know, how to deal with how they read through the Gemara? So maybe we'll have to say what I said before. But what's the svar? Nonetheless, at the end of the day, but the bottom line of the Gemara, when all the dust settles, What we walk away with, what we walk the takeaway from the Gemara, according to Ben Hanano, according to the Shita and the Mordechai, is that Machlekes is that they pass, they seem to pass like Ula, and they learn up an Ula, the Maskana, but the Machlekes is by Bechaseim Shabbos. Chacham say Chavav Adav from Yudah says Mishivas Adav. By Ein Bechaseim Shabbos, everybody agrees that there's a drasha Rabbi Yitzchak that Kol Muktim Mekol Muktim Lebracha and Mishivas Adav. No, so if everybody agrees that the drasha Rabbi Yitzchak, and everybody agrees that by Ein Bechaseim Shabbos Mishivas Adav, so why by Bechaseim Shabbos is the Machlekes?
Within Rabbi's Mahalach of reading the Gemara, the Rav Yah in the Hemshech, I mean, it seems clear that he's saying that Rabbi Chananel was going with his Ula. And then the Rav Yah himself says that Ula...
Yeah, I think the Rav Yah in the Hemshech, he's still going back to his Shifa. He thinks that Ula means that there's no preference.
And that's only...
I'm just bringing the Rav Yah right now. I have other things, other fish to fry in the Rav Yah, we'll see later. But for the meanwhile, I'm only bringing the Rav Yah because he brought this Rabbi Chananel. I don't think he himself doesn't know what this Rabbi Chananel. He himself goes, that, like he said before they brought the Rabbeinu Chananel, and I think afterwards he continues in that way, that he thinks that by Ein Bechaseim Shabbos, you can mevarach hazeh, means you can do whatever you want. There's no kapeid at all. But you see that he brought such a shita, that Rabbeinu Chananel said, by Ein Bechaseim Shabbos, yimachnu min shiva, and he says, Mr. Mesomer Rabbeinu Chananel learned that by Ein Bechaseim Shabbos, everybody gives yimachnu min shiva. So that this Mordechai, he's not alone on a desert island. He has a chaver. Yeah, but why is this a new shayla? Why is it only a shayla on the Mad Omar?
It just wants shah. It's not asking me a kasha.
So what's the teretz?
That they're arguing kadima, but it wasn't. The Gemara didn't know a kasha. It was just there of shayla. They just wanted to know what the machlok is other. In the Rashba and the Ritva, I say, but that was the question of the Ma'atim. It wasn't like a real question. It just wanted to know what was going on.
Do we have a Rishon Ritva? Or Rashba. The Ritva learns that pligi v'may pligi just means, and the Gemara's answer of lahakdim, it means the Gemara was kilu asking that why isn't the Hadamah pat to everything? And the Gemara says, no, the Hadamah doesn't pat to everything. You have to say both, and the issue is lahakdim. And I guess they mean that you could have asked that in Ula too. Gemara chazev chayzim just not in the lashon of lahakdim. Not in the lashon of the my pligi, because they're not saying it's not a machlekes. Yeah, okay, fine. It could be that there's another way, Mahalach and Bigamar, that the pligi, my pligi is altogether not like a new kasha that we're waking up to. But the question I'm asking now is, never mind what to do with the Shakra of Tari of the Gemara. But I'm just asking in Svara, what's the Svara of this Shita that by Ein Bechaseim Shavah is L'kuliyam Yemakim Demin Shiva? L'chara the Pshat is because everybody agrees to the Drosh Rebbe Yitzchak. But if everybody agrees to the Drosh Rebbe Yitzchak, then why by Bechaseim Shavah is it Machlekes? And the kids, what's the difference between Bechaseim Shavah and Bechaseim Shavah? There's another deal in the Mordechai, a little bit. When the Mordechai is bringing the sheet of the Ram, he says, Hilkoch, he viewed the fun of Shnei Minim, Shibichesem Shavos. If you have two Minim, that's Bichesem Shavos. V'yenshmem Shivasem Minim, Min Shiva Adith Krab Yehudu. You're making them in Shiva like Krab Yehudu. V'yavarech Olof. Afu Pishacher Chavav Olof Tvei. So he says the din is, by Bichesem Shavos, you make the bracha on the Min Shiva. If one is Min Shiva and one is not, you make the bracha on the Min Shiva. V'sh'em Bichesem Shavos, when it's Em Bichesem Shavos, then you make them the Min Shiva. And if they're all from the Min Shiva, you make them the Mukim B'Pasuk. And if they're none of them from the Min Shiva, you make them the Chaviv. So it's interesting. By Bichesem Shavos, he only said, if one of them's from the Min Shiva, you make them the Min Shiva. But he didn't speak out that if they're both from the Min Shiva, you make them the Mukim B'Pasuk. He only says that by Em Bichesem Shavos. See soon in the Rabbi also such a deal. That he only brings the by Bichesem Shavos, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore he says that by Bichesem Shavos, the din of the Mishnah, you mevarach on the Min Shiva before the non Min Shiva. You mevarach on the Zayas. You mevarach on the Zayas. Well, by Bichesem Shavos, you mevarach on the Zayas and you pat to the Tapuach. You mevarach on the Min Shiva and you pat to the not Min Shiva. But he doesn't talk about a case where they're both Min Shiva, that you should be work on the Geffen and part of the Rimon. Doesn't say that. By Ein Bichesem Shavos. So there he says that if they're both Min Shiva, so then you mevarach, if they're one of them is Min Shiva and one is not, like Tznoin V'Zayis, so you mevarach on the Tznoin and then the Zayis. And if they're both Min Shiva, it will be a case where they're both Min Shiva, I guess, Chita and Zayis. So then you mevarach on the one that's Mukna B'Pasuk. So how come he didn't say that by Bichesem Shavos? He only said it by Em Bichesem Shavos. So it's a little bit mashma to me. It's sort of the opposite of Tosfos, which is as we should expect, because his sheet is the opposite of Tosfos. That he holds that the Gzeres HaKosuf of Rabbi Yitzchak is only by Em Bichesem Shavos. By Bichesem Shavos, it's just a svar of Cheshivos. Mamash, just the opposite of what we said in Tosfos. Because he learns that the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kol Muktim Bekra Muktim Lebracha is the Gzeres HaKosuv in the Seder Kedima. Which bracha do you make first? Which bracha do you make second? That's the din of Eng. That's the case of Eng B'Chesem Shavos. So there, Rabbi Yitzchak says Gzeres HaKosuv Kol Muktim Bekra Muktim Lebracha. But by B'Chesem Shavos, there's no Gzeres HaKosuv. Because you're only making one bracha. In one bracha, there's no Gzeres HaKosuv. There is still a din that you want to make the bracha on the most chashuv of what? On the most chashuv of pri, the path of the rest. Well, what's the most chashuv of pri? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Shivas HaMinim is more chashuv. And Chacham say, Chaviv is more chashuv. But it's not Mikoyach Gzeres HaKosuv, it's just Mikoyach Hashivas Ba'alma. And since it's Mikoyach Hashivas Ba'alma, so then there's no difference between one Min Shiva and another Min Shiva. Also, very similar to things that we said in Tosfos and the Rosh. That that in terms of chashivas ba'alma, we don't find anywhere that a geffen is more chashiv than a rimon. In Bikurim, there's no different that din that a geffen is more chashiv than a rimon. You should put the kfanim on top of the basket and the rimonim on bottom or something. I don't know. There's no such din. All the min shiva is more chashiv than a non min shiva. But that means that within the min shiva there's a difference in chashivas we don't find anywhere. In brachas it's exactly chashiv. Kol muknim mekam muknim lebracha. But the Gzeres HaKosuv was only by Em Bichesem Shavos. By Bichesem Shavos, there's no such Gzeres HaKosuv. So therefore, by Bichesem Shavos, says the Mordechai, we pass on like a Yehuda. The Min Shiva is more Choshev than a Non Min Shiva. So you make the bracha on the Zayis and not on the Tapuach. But between a Geffen and a Rimon, there's no preference, because we're not in the world of the Gzeres HaKosuv. We're just in the world of Sar. And therefore, that's the pshat in this sheet altogether, that by Bichesem Shavos, that's a machlokes of Yudim Chachamim, because it's a machlokes in Svar. What's more chashuv? Chachamim say that Min Shiva is more, that Chavav is more chashuv, and Yehuda says Min Shiva is more chashuv. But by Ein Bichesem Shavos, everybody agrees you go according to the Seder HaPasuk, because everybody agrees that there's a kosuv of Yitzchak called Muktim Mekra Muktim Lebracha, and we'll have to also add which is maybe not like something we saw in the Rosh, that the Gzeres HaKosuv of Kol HaMuktim V'Kol HaMuktim LeBracha also includes that if one is from the Minshiva and one is not at all, the one that's from the Minshiva is also Muktim LeBracha from the one that's not at all. Not like we had a Drisha and a Taz and a Magen Avraham in the Rosh, that the Kol HaMuktim V'Kol HaMuktim LeBracha is only when they're both from the Shiv Seminim. If one is and one is not, then it's not in the Gzeres HaKosuv at all. That's not going to work with you. Because we're talking about Ein B'Chisayim Shavah Sotayim V'Zayis. One is and one isn't. And we're saying that's already Gzeres HaKosuv that everybody agrees to. Okay, that path will be different than okay, but Akapanim, it's mamish it's the whole thing is the opposite of Tosis. Tosis Yishita is the Machlokes is by Bichesem Shavos by Emichesem Shavos. Everybody agrees the Yamakim the Chaviv, and Tosis was said in Mahalach because by the whole Gzeres HaKosuv of Rabbi Yitzchok. I mean, Ula doesn't have Rabbi Yitzchok. Ula's Cholak in Rabbi Yitzchok, but Ula holds that there is Gzeres HaKosuv over here. Not Xeris Kosov Lahaktim, but there is a Xeris Akosov that Minshiva is other. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda at least. Yeah, I'm making it more confusing by putting Tosis over here. I don't know what's better. I should just tell you the Mordechai and ignore Tosis, or I should, because even they're not exactly the mirror image, each one has to make fine tuning adjustments that should come out. But the basic thrust of it is the opposite of Tosis. In Tosis learns Machlekes Bichesem Shavos Ba'em Bichesem Shavos. Everybody is Yemakim LeChaviv. So I learned in Tosis that the Pshat and Ul is that the Gzeres HaKosuv is fundamentally by Bichesem Shavos, not by Em Bichesem Shavos. Em Bichesem Shavos just a svar. That was the basic Nekuda in Tosis. Yeah, that's not exactly Rabbi Yitzchok because Rabbi Yitzchok is talking about Lahaktim. Yeah, so he said in Echrami Ul is not like Rabbi Yitzchok. More about Rabbi Yitzchok against Ul. Dilamar Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok is against Ula. Rabbi Yitzchok has Xeris Kosov in Lahaktim. But Ula doesn't have Xeris Kosov in Lahaktim. He only has Xeris Kosov in by Bechisem Shabbos. Where to put the bracha? That's maybe Xeris Kosov, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda. But by Ein Bechisem Shabbos, there's no Xeris Kosov, so everybody is Chavav is Adam. The Mordechai, the basic idea is the opposite. Again, the fine tuning is a little bit that. The basic idea is just the opposite. There is Xeris Kosov. Rabbi Yitzchok's Gzeres HaKosov that Ula also agrees to. L'maskana segamara. Ula also agrees at the end of the day there's Gzeres HaKosov. But Rabbi Yitzchok's Gzeres HaKosov is only by Ein B'Chisayim Shavos. Because it's Gzeres HaKosov about Seder. Which bracha to make first? First to make the bracha on the Minshiva, then the bracha on the not Minshiva. And if they're both Minshiva, then you make the bracha on the Muktim B'Pasuk and then on the not Muktim. And the less Muktim B'Pasuk. But that whole Gzeres HaKosov, Gzeres HaKosov, and say the brachas, it's not Gzeres HaKosov about Chashivos. And that's Gzeres HaKosov by Ein B'Chisayim Shavos. When you're making a series of brachas, how to order the series. But by B'Chisayim Shavos, you don't have Gzeres HaKosov. So that's why by B'Chisayim Shavos, that's Machlekes Chama Rabbi Yehuda. Because then it's only a Shailos Chashivos. I want to make the bracha and the more Chashiv Pri, but there's no Gzeres HaKosov how to do it. So I want a Chashivos. Chashivos, Machlekes Ibn Chachamah. Which one is more Chashiv? Well, you're asking a question. What are you going to do with Rav Nuna? Rav Nuna was Tamni very mighty. So it's B'chisem Shavos. And the Gemara is busy with Kol HaMuktim B'Pasuk. So there you see that there's a din of Kol HaMuktim B'Pasuk even with B'chisem Shavos.
Is the
Ayin
like the Gra?
Let's say Ayin like the Gra. Okay, I don't know. And I'm afraid to go. needs some old music. Yeah, I think we'll have to say, it's a good question, I think we'll have to say that Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds that didn't say the Shayachidim may be Chesayim Shabbos. That's good for the Machlekes. In other words, this much still says, it's Be'etzim, it didn't say that. That's why it's more Shayach by it, because there's a Kosser Rabbi Yitzchok, it's Be'etzim, it didn't say that. It's the Seder HaBrachos, which one is first, which one is second. And that's why by Ein B'Chesayim Shavuos, everybody agrees to Rabbi Yitzchok. Once we have Rabbi Yitzchok, everybody subscribes to it. Like you see later, the Amoraim, they all subscribe to it. And therefore, there's a Din Seder, Kol HaMuktam B'Kor, Muktam L'Bracha. Then you have different brachas, you make the one that's Muktam B'Kor, and then the one that's not Muktam B'Kor. And if one is from the Meshiva and one is not from the Meshiva, then certainly you make the one that's on the Meshiva and not the one that's not on the Meshiva. Chacham also agreed to that. The Machlek Sevil and Chacham is by B'Chesayim Shavuos. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even by Birchesayim Shavuos at Shayach didn't say there. I make the bracha first on the one that's min Shiva, even though there's no second. But even when there's no second and there's only one bracha, there's still a first. It's the first of one. So Yehuda says, I make first the bracha on the min Shiva, and immediately everything else is potter. And Chacham say no. There's a din seder by Ein B'Chesayim Shavuos. When you're making several brachas, the Torah gives a din seder. But if you're only making one bracha, then the din seder is not Shayach. Then it's Tamish Halach Chashivas Chachav V'Zodav. Since the Mordechai Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, so Meila La Halacha, there's a Din Seder even by B'Chesayim Shavuos, and you mark them the Muktam B'Pasuk. That'll be the Chesed.
Why didn't you say that? You know, you didn't say
that. Yeah, so that vehicle fall away. Nechanami. That vehicle have to forgo. It'll come out that really you call a Muktam because even by B'Chesayim Shavuos. Because you're right, otherwise you have a Nunar of Chistus going to be Shreish, will be Shreish. Because it's like the girl in the Mordechai, that's already I'm afraid to do. The Mordechai had a different gears in the Gemara than Tesis. Yeah.
Also, like the Mordechai, in the next Mordechai, I think pretty much Fisher says it's referring to Remo and then Taino.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's not a Shaykh. So we'll say like this. But Kapanim, it'll still be a Hezbollah. Why it's more posher that you have the Jesus because of Ein B'Chesayim Shavuos than B'Chesayim Shavuos. Because it's fundamentally a Din Seder. Since it's fundamentally a Din Seder, so by Ein B'Chesayim Shavuos, everybody agrees to it. The Machlekes Yevinu Chacham is if you can apply this Din, which is a Din Seder, called a Mukna Gra, Mukna B'Pasik, can you apply it to B'Chesayim Shavuos? Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, it applies to B'Chesayim Shavuos too. If it applies to Ein B'Chesayim Shavuos, that you make the Mukna B'Kra first, the Bracha and the Mukna B'Kra first, and then the Bracha and the Ein Mukna B'Kra. So when you only have one, you make the bracha on the mukna b'kra first, and then you pat the other one. And the Chacham say no, it's a din by Ein B'Chesayim Shavuos. By B'Chesayim Shavuos, then it's not shaykh. Then you go after the chavim.
Why wouldn't the
Mordechai calls like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore goes on Rabbi Yehuda, and then why didn't the Gemara ask that story in the Kasha on the Chachamim?
And now
saying
the story
of the Mordechai. No, and like in the Rosh, the Rosh said that story is a riot that the Amoraim passed like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's okay. The He said, "Perish." The chayim pasuk around mishum damer. Well, come on, so you look Rabbi Yehuda. Hilka chavi lufan of same medium and so on and so forth. He's passing. He passed like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Chisda Rav Nun will like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. So if this is the case, I'm not sure that I have anything to say in the Rabbi Yehuda. So we'll leave the Rabbi Yehuda alone. This is just going to the Gemara. Read through the rest of the Gemara. You have to think about it. Let's pick it up from Pliga de Rav Chanan, towards the bottom of Malach Manal. Pliga de Rav Chanan. This Rosh of Yitzchok is not like Rav Chanan. Dom Rav Chanan, kol apostol kulu l'shuyum ne'am achita. L'shuyum ne'am achita. Desana nichan is the bayis menunga v'keilu v'al k'seifo. v'sandolav v'tava isa v'yodav hu v'hem t'meim miyad. Hayolovish kelev v'sandolav. Hayolovish kelev v'sandolav v'raglav v'tava isa betz v'isa hu t'meim miyad v'hem t'ayim. Atchi yishu v'chdei achilis bas. What the halach is that a nichnas l'bayis hamenuga, a nichnas l'bayis hamenuga. Let's see Rashi. L'bayis hamenuga k'siv abol l'bayis yitomei yitmar orav. Like if kibbutz begodim, he's tummy, but his begodim aren't tummy. Va'oichle b'bayis chavus begodim, but if he eats in the bayis hamenuga, which doesn't mean literally eats, but it means he was shoya shirachilo. So then, Rabbi lo yoichle k'siv b'sefer v'shoichle b'bayis chavus begodim. So then he'll say then he's tummy and he needs kibbutz begodim. So therefore, hanichnas boy, even noisis begodav imoy, if he was carrying his clothing, shaloi kederech malbushoy, ein ele begodav v'tmei miyad. So then, the begodim are also nichnas. He's one entity who's nichnas, and the begodim are a separate entity that's nichnas, so they're all tami miyad. Sha'af behem anikar v'abol abayis. But shulovush, but if he's wearing the begodim, so then the begodim are not called bol abayis. He's the bol abayis. The begodim are only tami midin, midin tuma bechibur, midin that there that he needs that he's that he has that he's metame is begodim. So then, and for that you have to have a shir shiyah. There's a story to Beis Halevi that he was walking to the Beis Medrash, and somebody else was coming to the Beis Medrash, and one of them was wearing tefillin, and one of them was carrying his tefillin. It was a shad who should go through the door first. So one of them said, "I remember that. I don't remember which one was the Beis Halevi, which one was the other person." So whoever it was said that he's wearing tefillin should go first. So the Beis Levi said, no, just the opposite. If you're wearing tefillin, then the Baal HaBayis is you. So it's just a person. But if you're holding the tefillin, then the tefillin are a separate Baal HaBayis, so the tefillin should go first. Yeah. So anyway, what does that have to do with chito? Because the shia is kedei achilas pas chitim v'lei pas ayim. Meisiv v'echim v'lifton. That's the achilu that we're talking about. So every time asking, so every time with magav masiv and with time with oil, getting therapy is yayim and nazir. The ainak kigur gas late so Shabbos. Rima kiddush night called by lebatim shum kriyimainim. Eretz zay shem and amar beisiv of chanina. Eretz shekol shirav kizaisim. Kol shiras al kadaitach vayika hanach dahamar el eretz shirav shirav kizaisim. Dvashke kusev asagas of yom kippurim. So the whole pasuk of here is nitzruch for shiurim. So it's not available for the drasha of klima. Beiduch, what about the Yitzchok? Hani shurim behedrim iksivi. It doesn't really say the shurim the pasuk anyway. Elam edabonim because smachta bialma. So that's only in a smachta. So the pasuk is still available to tell me the din of kolamuknim bekramuknim lebracha. And it's on its face, the Gemara is mashma that this is drosh that the Yitzchok drosh is a drosh of deraisa. Not in a smachta. Rav Chanan is in a smachta. But it sounds like a Yitzchok drosh is a drosh of gemura. It's a pellet. It's only a drasha for bracha vishayin. A bracha vishayin is altogether a drabana. So Rav Yitzchok's drasha is also an asmachta. Why makes it sound like Rav Chanan's drasha is an asmachta? Kilo Rav Yitzchok's drasha is not. Rav Yitzchok's drasha is also an asmachta. Like Gemara said the other way. Rav Chanan's drasha is for real, and Rav Yitzchok's only an asmachta. Not quite sure what's that. Anyway, where brings the story? Rav Chisda Rav Nuna Havyasi B'sudos Ais L'kami Tami V'rimayni. Shokler Rav Nuna Baruch Atami B'reisha. Amalei Rav Chisda L'isfir L'imar L'hod Omer Rav Yisif V'teim Rav Yitzchok Olamukna V'posik Zeh Kodim L'brocha. Amalei Zeh Sheni L'Oretz V'zeh Chamishi L'Oretz. It goes by the how close it is to Oretz. And what if they're both equidistant to Oretz? So that we saw in the Rosh. That's how the Shulchan Aruch brings also. Eretz Kama trumps Eretz Basra. The Rav Yotak says differently. The Rav Yotak says, how come Taka the Torah said it like this, such a funny way? The Torah should have ordered it in the right... The Torah should have said Eretz once and ordered it in the right sequence. Eretz, Chito... And Zayas and Sora and Dvash and Gefentain and Gefentain of Rima. So says the Rav Yoh, the Torah did it this way because Chita and Zayis are taka equal. That's good. There are two that are equal. Chit and Zayis are equal, and Sayur and Dvash are equal. And that's why the Torah said Eretz twice, in order to allow for two things to be equal. So he says, if you have Chit and Zayis, they're both Shavah. They're Shavah. Yeah, interesting thing. What's the Machlekes about, that Machlekes? Anyway, Amalei, Man Yavli Nagri, the Paris live in the Shemilach. Who will give me iron shoes and I'll be Meshamash you? What's Pratim? What is this? This Melitza, who will give me iron shoes? So, maybe say boy from Poshut. Well, sorry, the way, I heard a pshat. I once heard a pshat. I don't know the mucker. I went looking for it. And I found it put down in a sefer b'shem Echad HaRabbonim HaGdolim or something. So, I don't know who said this pshat. He said like this. He said, the pasuk goes on, Eretz Chit Tzor V'Gef M'tein Amima in Eretz Hashem U'Drash. Eretz Asher Avanela Barzel Me'Hare Tachtzayim Necheshes. So, it also goes on Barzel. Eretz Yol is Meshavech also with Barzel. But after all the Paris. So I would have said, okay, so Barzel is less choshev than the Paris. But now it turns out that Eretz, it goes by Smichus to Eretz. So it says Eretz Hashevener Barzel. Barzel is Rishon La'aretz. So Barzel must have a special chashivas. What's the big chashivas of Barzel? So he said, even more than or equal to the Paris. So he said, because there's a Gemara in Tainis, this Echad HaRabbanim HaGdolim, said there's a Gemara in Tainis, that Al Tikra Bon Avoneho Ela Boineho, not Avoneho Barzel, but Boineho Barzel. The Tamil Chacham in Eretz Yisrael are like Barzel. The Gemara says in the context that a Tamil Chacham has to be Koshik Barzel. So he has to stand, be able to stand up. He has to have a strong backbone. So the Tamil Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, they're like Barzel. And we find also other places that the Gemara is Madame Tamil Chacham to Barzel. Gemara in Daf Zayin. In Bayas and Brachas says Barzel per Barzel Yachad. That's talking about Tamil Chacham. They're mechadet each other b'halocha, like two blades of a scissors. They cut together. So that's what he was saying. That now you're mechadish to me. That it goes by smichus la'aretz. So I see that Tamil Chacham who are like Barzel. That's like even more chashuv than the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. It's rishon la'aretz. So I want to be mishamishim all the time. That's what he said. This guy, Echad HaRabbanim HaGdolim. So he can say more pashut with the same chap. He can say more pashut without that. He said, "What's the chashivas of Barzel?" It says, "Eretz Hashem and Eretz Barzel." It's Rishon La'aretz. What's the chashivas of Barzel? The chashivas of Barzel. What can you do with Barzel already? You can make swords. That's not such a big chashivas. The chashivas of Barzel is you can make iron shoes to go around to go around following Tamil Chachamim and be able to mishamish them. So he said, "Man, who give me the iron shoes that I'll be able to be mekayim the chashivas of Eretz?" You could put both things together. That if I'll use the iron shoes to follow Tamil Chachamim, who are Nimshal of Barzel, then both in the level of Shat and the level of Drash. You see the Chashivas of Barzel, so now you open my eyes to the Chashivas of Barzel. If only I could have iron shoes to follow you around in the Mekayim, the Chashivas of Barzel, it's also Rishon La'aretz. Okay, that's it. We'll start with there. The next sukkah is a big sukkah, which Rav Avraham Achmas HaSuddha. Not that this was a small sugar, but the next sugar is the next sugar is also a big sugar. Very, very, very Miguel Halach also. Yeah.